Remember the passion you felt doing that particular thing you always loved to do when you were a kid? Whether it was to laugh or to love or to explore, to play or create. Those passions weren't just you being a kid. They were gifts of clarity. They're the desires of your heart authentically expressed. Hi, I'm Courtney Cole, and this is the Love Freak Podcast, where we remember who we really are and what we've come to this planet to create. It's here we make a choice, love or fear. It's here we choose to vibrationally realign ourselves with the truth of our essence, love, 528 hertz, the love frequency, which therefore allows us to realign with conscious healing, authenticity, and creativity. Don't freak out. This is your true nature.
Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of the Love Freak Podcast. I am so excited to introduce you to a dear friend of mine. Her name is Janet Tuck, and she is an incredible energy healer and intuitive based in Nashville. And she's going to talk to us today about trusting our gut, uncovering that God voice within ourselves that we all have. That's our gift of intuition that's leading us and guiding us through our different stages of unfoldment as individuals. And you know, I think it's a part of ourself that often gets kind of bogged down, like, by our false beliefs of ourselves and our perceived reality. And those things can really limit us in our ability to fully express who we are and what we aim to create. So, Janet, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here with you, Courtney. And it's great, as always, to see you.
Oh my gosh, you too. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. So it's amazing to actually see your face. You put on makeup today.
Yeah, I put on makeup for you.
Well, just a little background on how I've come to know Janet. She came into my life at an incredible stage of change. I was living in Nashville at the time, and my professional life were turned a little bit upside down. And Janet was recommended to me by a friend, as an incredible intuitive counselor, which I was a little weary of, just being that I didn't know much about it. And I found out very quickly just how incredible she is. And so I'm so excited to share her with you today. Janet, can you give us a little background on what led you to do the work that you do and kind of tell us exactly what it means to be an intuitive healer?
Well, I'm not sure I can tell you exactly, because it seems to be ever changing and evolving for me. But as a child, I had premonitions and vivid dreams of things that happened after the dream. And I had a sense of presence, which I now think was angelic presence, but as a child, I didn't know what it was. And I didn't have anyone to talk to about that. And that was something that I just lived with for many years. And then in 2012, I went through EMDR therapy, which is a trauma recovery therapy. And the trauma got lifted from my nervous system. Bam, the whole thing just blew open. As far as the intuition goes. So this thing that was sort of trailing behind me my whole life, and I didn't really know what it was or what to do with, all of a sudden, all the pieces kind of fell into place. And I was getting messages from myself and other people. And it just has been such an adventure since then. And I was at that crossroads, Courtney, like you were talking about. Yeah. that career crossroads. And I was looking for the next thing. And I have a ministry background, all my pastoral counseling skills. I was a journalist at one time, language skills, all that kind of came together in this wonderful way for me. And I started doing intuitive counseling. And then I realized I was aware of energy. And I started studying energy healing. And now that's a part of what I do as well.
It's so interesting that you say that you have a ministry background, because I grew up in the Christian world, and I was really fearful of that word intuitive for a really long time because, you know, in that world, it's kind of like a no-no. It's associated with psychic work or whatever. And, mm-hmm. you know, so I think that was why I was a little weary of it. But when I came in and I spoke with you, it opened my eyes to like a whole different perspective, a whole new paradigm. And it just, it shows that you're just really highly in tune with God, your gifts, and, you know, just how connected we all are. And I think that is so amazing. Can you tell us like what the difference is between the, you know, from your ministry perspective, between the intuitive work and like psychic work, what we all think of like as a fortune teller?
Well, I was actually thinking about this week, this kind of idea. In every religious tradition globally, there is a mysticism strand. And within that mysticism, there is an intuitive tradition. So in Judaism, the mystical tradition is called Kabbalah. In Christianity, there's a rich mystical heritage, and many Christian churches have a tradition of prophecy.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the same thing as what I'm doing. Same thing. I have a client who came to me for quite a while, a couple of years, and his son was very involved in a church that had a tradition of speaking in tongues and prophecy and this kind of thing. And he went with his son one Sunday, and they were having an opportunity to meet with the prophets that Sunday. So he went in this room, and there were a lot of people. There were two people with the gift of prophecy at each table, and you were able to go up to one of the tables and sit with them. And they would talk to you about your life and where God was leading you and that kind of thing. He said it was the exact same thing I'd been telling him.
That is so incredible. I mean, you see like all throughout scripture and stuff, you know, like before Jesus came, you know, there were prophets that were talking about the Son of God, you know, coming and whatever. So it's like that those weren't just gifts that were, you know, centuries old. They're gifts that we, you know, all possess, and that, you know, people have the gift of being able to, you know, hear the messages, see energy. It is all the same thing. And I think it's really important for me, especially in my like unfolding and everything, and to just share, you know, kind of shift that paradigm a little bit, because I think that intuition is something that we really do all have. And, you know, we all are creators, and being able to kind of trust that intuition within ourselves kind of allows us to be able to create a more fulfilling experience. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is that it's not a one size fits all. Like, we all have our own gifts. And the Christian tradition affirms this, that, you know, we all have different gifts, but it is the same God who gives them.
Right.
And so it's important to explore a little bit. Like, I'm very visual, so I have what is called the gift of clairvoyance. Many people have heard of that, clear seeing. I'm a seer. Okay, there is in the book of Samuel a reference to the king calling in the seer to consult with the seer. So it's just part of being human. This is part of being human. Everyone has it. So some people hear things, some people see things, some people have that gut feeling. Like, I don't know how I knew it, but I knew it in my gut. I have one student who says, I knew it in my knower.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, she doesn't know how she knows this stuff, but she knows, okay?
Exactly.
So this is like a knowing, a deep knowing within your heart, within your gut. That's called clear cognizance, clear knowing.
Right.
Okay, so all these things have names. And I think it's important not to make this something other. It's not out there. It's in here.
Inside.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing to kind of come to, I think, understand, biggest concept. It's so important. It's like you learn to trust that God voice with inside yourself. That is intuition. That is the gut stink. That is clairvoyance, clairsentience. That is all of those things in one. It's just that God voice within us, because we're all connected to it. We're all of it.
Absolutely. The divine is within us.
Exactly. And, you know, something that really was intriguing to me in your story that you were sharing was that, you know, you had all of this trauma that was sitting on top of this intuition. It's like, I see it in my mind. It's like your intuition on the bottom. And then you have all these, you know, heavy bricks stacked on top of your intuition. And it was just like, you had to lift that off and clear that for it to actually be able to come through.
And, yes.
So obviously healing is a huge part in that, but how, can you talk about that a little bit? Like, how can we become aware of these abilities? How can we take the first step in healing ourselves to be able to tap into that knowing?
First I want to say that all of us have trauma. It's part of the human experience. And we find our power when we say to ourselves, rather than, oh, poor me, I've been a victim, or poor me, I've had this injury and trauma. But when we say to ourselves, what am I going to do about this? And start taking responsibility for it. I knew I wanted to be free of the trauma from my childhood. Mm-hmm. And so I sought out what was working mm-hmm. for me. And it led me to this trauma therapy. There are many different ways of healing. For some people, it's as simple as just starting to pay attention to themselves.
Becoming self-aware.
Yeah. Well, and self-care, like, okay, I'm going to stop smoking and stop eating fast food. And I'm going to go outside and I'm going to feed my body in a loving, thoughtful manner. Mm. And I'm going to get connected with the earth. You know, I'm going to go out there and feel the trees around me. And that is such a beautiful first step.
Well, that's incredible too, because you think about, you know, fueling your body. Your body is your vessel, right? It's like, this is not us. Like, this is just our vehicle, right? But if you could fill your body, it's getting us through, it's helping us create, it's helping us experience. If you can fuel your body with that high vibrational food and high vibrational energy, I mean, that just gives you so much more clarity, rather than like bogging it down with stuff that is just like incredibly harmful. I mean, even down to the deodorant you use, like there's horrible deodorants that you can buy that are polluting your body, you know? Mm-hmm. So with food and with certain, you know, products that we use, those are steps that you can just become aware in how it affects your overall state, physical, mental, spiritual, right?
Right. Well, right. And so like, if you take the baby step, you're going to build momentum. Sure. Okay. So if I take better care of my body and I start paying attention to it, it's giving me information. My body never lies to me. Like getting up in my head where my ego lives and, you know, I get on the hamster wheel and that kind of thing, that I'm not getting clarity there. What's happening when I get into my body, my healthy body, my body that I love and care for, my body starts telling me things. So that somatic knowing is there, you know? Mm. So these things, like each step builds on another step. For me, I actually started my healing journey by going to therapy, talk therapy. Okay. So it was very much a head kind of thing, but I needed to learn to calm my mind. So I did that. I started meditating, which also calmed my mind. So then I could start becoming more aware of my being. I think it's not a one size fits all thing, but listen to yourself, take the step.
Sure. Yeah, and I think that's the hardest part, is listening to yourself and really learning to trust those instincts.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that's, you know, one of the hardest things for me is like, I mean, when I first came to meet you, I was, you know, really in a place of reinvention. Like my personal, my my personal life, my professional life, everything was completely, you know, turning upside down. And I felt like life was calling me into this whole new stage of unfolding within myself. And it was me having to take the step in surrendering to that and, you know, letting go of all that control, which is
incredibly
hard, you know, and trusting that this next step of unfoldment was for the good of my career, the good of my, you know, mental, spiritual, physical state. And I think in a lot of cases, we can all look at our lives and say, oh, like, what if I do this and then that shoots me in the foot? Or like, what if I do that? And, you know, it's just like learning to trust that even if it's going to be hard, you know, it's the right thing to do. How could you encourage somebody to say, to learn to trust themselves even when it doesn't look like it's going to be easy?
Okay. I have several things going through my mind right now. So first, I think that the things that are most worthwhile in our lives take courage. You know, they are frightening because they take us out of our comfort zone. I like to say, okay, this is where my comfort zone is, and over here is where all the magic happens. I got to leave my comfort zone and go over here where the magic is.
Right.
For my dreams to evolve and for me to create the life that I want. So it is a matter of taking courage in hand. That doesn't mean that I'm without fear as I take those steps. It means that despite my fear, I move forward into what my heart is guiding me towards. Wow. Is it okay if I share just a small thing about you when you first started coming?
Yes.
Okay, so you're struggling with this life you had created and dreams that were just within your grasp that's slipping away.
Right.
And a lot of fear. And all I could see around you was how big you are and how powerful you are. You know, and it's like you were so focused on what was causing the fear that you couldn't even get in touch with this big Courtney that I was seeing. I'm like, Cal, you are so powerful. Get out there and get out there. And I think that's true for most of us.
Yeah. It's so
we get so caught up in what might happen.
It is what might happen, but it's also the expectation that, like, I feel like I had for myself and what I always thought that I would be or should be based off of this dream that I have.
There was kind of some pressure on you to be a certain way.
Exactly. So it's like, yeah, I'm scared because of what the future is going to be, because what if that doesn't meet any of those expectations? But the reality is there's actually more.
Yes. And that's true of everyone.
Right.
Like, we think too small about ourselves, way too small. We're all much more powerful than we think we are.
Right.
If we'll listen. If we'll settle down and listen. I just remember when you were leaving to drive across the country to move to California. Oh my gosh. Well, you know, it was so frightening.
Oh my gosh. So frightening.
And you were stepping into something bigger, so much bigger.
Yeah. And it's so strange because I always had a lot of dreams for myself, you know, and I always saw myself doing something, not just to like be famous or whatever, but to share and to change people and to, like, you know, expand our paradigms and just collectively grow. And I didn't realize how important that was to me until the last couple of years, you know, and how moving out here really brought me to that knowing and, you know, figuring out how to kind of create from there. And it's been just a whole building process, but it's like there was so much more in me, like you said, that I had to offer that would not have really come out of me if I would have stayed in that expectation of myself in Nashville, of just being this one dimensional star. Or not saying that anybody that's a star is one dimensional, that's not what I'm saying, but that's just for me what I would have been, because I wouldn't have gone deeper.
And what did you have to do? You had to go paddle out into the ocean and get quiet, right?
Yes.
And what's happening to all of us right now? This virus is making us stop and get quiet. We have such an opportunity, every one of us, to expand and create. You know, the spiritual community calls it manifesting.
Yeah.
Okay. But what it really is getting in touch with your own greatness and ability to make your own life.
Absolutely. Because we're all creators.
And every one of us.
It's not just a visual or performing arts kind of creativity. We are all creators. We are all creating this life. We are all of this incredible potential. And we've come here to create, to share, to experience. And I feel like we let so much bog us down with the false beliefs and some of these programmings that we allow our ego to let, you know, clamp onto and create this personality, that we forget so easily who and what we are and what we are able to create. And so that's why I think it's so important talking to you and figuring out ways to be brave within ourselves to take advantage of that healing. And to acknowledge that healing so that we can clear the space for something more to emerge within us.
Oh, absolutely. And be who we are, our authentic selves. That's our purpose. You know, what is your purpose? It's to be Courtney. No one else can be you. No. We have to settle down, get quiet, and listen to what our bodies, our intuition is telling us.
Now, some of the time when we listen to ourselves, we hear things we don't want to hear, see things we don't want to see, you know? And I experienced that even before I was in a relationship with Mike, and especially in a relationship with Mike where it's like this mirror, you know? All of our relationships are mirrors teaching us something. But, you know, it's just, what about those things that we don't like about ourselves that we know we have to heal, or that really really painful bit of trauma that was so painful that we don't want to look at? How can we move past some of those blocks?
Okay. I'm just thinking, this makes me think about when I first heard about EMDR. I had spent a good bit of time in talk therapy already. And I'm like, really? I have to open up that box again and take it out and look at it more? Yeah. It took me 3 months to make the phone call, to make the first appointment. But it opened up so much in my life, you know. It took me time, though, to work towards that. Another thing I was thinking about is, look, we all have that aspect of ourselves, or those aspects of ourselves that we don't like. That's our shadow.
Yeah.
We really burst forth into creativity and a sense of purpose with who we are when we learn to love our shadow. Our tendency is to want to push that away. Oh, you know, I've got these controlling tendencies, or I can be judgmental or whatever. Well, what if I get softer with that and say, oh, you know, why am I having that judgmental thought? There's a wound there. Can I have compassion for myself rather than trying to fix it or shove it away?
It's just, it's a clarity point. It's
like when you're let me just love myself. Welcome to the human race, Janet. You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like when you get into a bad relationship, or not even a bad relationship, but you date someone, you're constantly dating people, trying to find the right person, you know, and you acknowledge the things that you don't want in those people, and that gives you clarity to realize what you do want in the person you want to be with. And it's the same thing, I think, with our shadow side, in a sense, where it's just like, you're not mad at yourself for dating these people in particular, even, you know, good or bad or whatever. You can have compassion. You can say, that's where I was. This is the experience that I was having. But because of that experience, now I know this is what I want. And it's kind of looking at your shadow side in the same way, saying like, yeah, these are things about myself. These are things I'm coming to know. And they're giving me clarity on how I want to be more like this.
Yeah. Or that? Even, yeah, like you're talking about striving and growth, which we all do. That's, yeah. You know, like I do want to constantly improve and grow and expand. But I'm also saying, can I just accept myself where I am and know I don't have to fix everything? I'm a human being. I'm not meant for perfection. I'm actually meant to be flawed. Can I love myself just as I am? You know, being human is, you know, it's confusing.
It's so confusing.
Yeah. Can I just say, okay, I am confused and I don't think I'm going to figure this out today.
Right.
Or this pandemic is so great for that, because like, one day I'm fine. I'm just in my bubble, happy as can be. And the next day I am a wreck, you know,
like, same.
Yeah. Like, okay, I'm just doing this today. I'm just going to feel these feelings today and not judge them and just like have compassion on myself. This is actually a healthy response to a world gone mad.
It takes the pressure off a little bit.
Oh, yeah. When we practice self-compassion, we expand our compassion for others, too.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I want to get back. You touched on something earlier that I think is really important in this whole process. So once we find healing, and that's a constant process. That's not a process that's going to just, oh, magically we're healed and now I can have this intuition. It's no.
That's right. We never arrive. Yeah.
Right. Right. This is just something that is constantly expanding ourselves, and we're constantly moving through this and healing ourselves, freeing ourselves. And as we do this, we can have more access to our cognizant abilities that lead us into creating more of a fulfilling experience. And you mentioned those cognizant abilities are clairsentience, clairvoyance. There's more. There's clairaudience.
Yeah. Clairvoyance is the one most people think of when, you know, the third eye's open, I'm seeing stuff, you know, that kind of clairaudience is clear hearing. Clairsentience is clear feeling. So that's, you walk in a room, there's tension, you feel the tension within you. Or sometimes I'll wake up and a friend of mine is sad. I'm actually feeling their sadness. And I'm like, ooh, why are they sad today? You know, and I have a friend who is a healer, and she was meditating for her next client before the client came, and she had a horrible headache all of a sudden. And the client walks in and goes, oh, I have a terrible headache. Soon as she acknowledged it was his headache, her headache was gone. You know, that's clairsentience, clear feeling, feeling the pain of another. Yeah. Clairgustance is clear tasting. Mm. So if you have a taste in your mouth that's related, or there's one, I can't remember the name of it, but the clear smelling one.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
If I had a client whose father had died recently, and I'm like, oh, I smell cigarette smoke. Did he smoke? She's like, oh, yeah, he smoked. I was picking up on that smoking habit he'd had. I think it's called clairkinesthesia, where you, through holding an object, you can pick up on something. It's the energy of whatever is in that object. So a photograph or a piece of jewelry, something like that.
Yeah. And you said clairaudience, which is clear hearing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Often musicians have clairaudience.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because I think about when I get these, you know, ideas, my inspirations, I do hear songs in my head, or I hear words, or I hear something, and it sits in my head.
A snippet really of the music or the melody will just pop in, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's clairaudience. Yeah. I have a friend who, if she's praying for guidance, she'll hear like a song lyric or the refrain from a song or something, and then she'll play the whole thing and she's like, oh my gosh, this is so what I needed, you know. She's
so we can use those abilities, the things that we just look at as, you know, us being human, like, oh yeah, like, yeah, creative people get creative ideas, so what? It's like, no, these ideas are actually coming from a part of us that are guiding us, and that, you know, it's like a spiritual side to us, that the more that we heal ourselves and eliminate some of these blocks within ourselves, we get more clarity in.
Oh, absolutely. It's we're connected to what I call the universal energy. Some people might even call that the divine source, God. Mm-hmm. It's divinity within us. And there's a wonderful story about the authors, Ann Patchett and Elizabeth Gilbert. I think Ann Patchett was interviewing Elizabeth Gilbert, but they discovered that they'd been working on the same book. They both got the same idea for a book about a scientist who travels to South America or the Amazon. And Elizabeth Gilbert had started the book, and the manuscript ended up just sitting on her desk. And then Ann Patchett got the idea, and she wrote the book and published it.
And they did it.
And Elizabeth Gilbert was reading the book, and she's like, oh my gosh, this is my book. They didn't know each other at all at that point. They've become wonderful friends as a result of this. But they say, you know, ideas are sort of out there, floating around, wanting to find a home. And a song lyric pops in your head, and you know.
How many times, like, writing, I'm like, oh man, I get this idea. I'm like, nobody has written that. Nobody's written that. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. And then literally, like, a week or 3 weeks or 4 weeks down the road, somebody releases a song called that, and you're just like, wait a second. I'm literally just thinking about that. How does that happen, you know?
It's because we're all sitting in love, okay? And love is just like this bubbling cauldron of creativity and wanting to become, and we're vessels for it. Yeah.
Ah, I love that. And I love thinking of ideas just kind of out there in this ether, you know, that are just looking for somebody to bring them forth. And I think that's absolutely incredible. And just, you know, as creators, being able to stay open to inspiration and ideas, and learning to trust ourselves, trust our abilities. I mean, there's so many times that I, in my career, have failed so miserably in trusting myself and my intuition, just because, you know, I had a team for a really long time of people that had more experience in the music industry than me. And I'm like, oh, well, I should trust them. And I realized the more and more and more and more I did that, I lost connection with who I was as an artist and what I wanted to represent. Like, where is there a balance in that? Where is there a balance in trusting some of those external forces and then trusting yourself?
Well, I think when our external forces and our internal forces are in alignment, you've really got a happy place, you know. We constantly give ourselves away to those external forces of logic, of it's always been this way, of this is where the money leads. You know, well, the money's going to come if we're expanding into who we really are. You know, that's fear. That's all fear. Well, you know, this person who knows better than I says this, even though in my gut, I feel like that's not the right path, I'm going to go with that, because right here is what is telling me I need to do that. I'm really interested in that settling down. What's going on from the chin down? You know, okay. I know that this outside voice is telling me this, but I'm going to sit with that for a minute. See what I'm feeling from the chin down and begin to trust ourselves. Look, you know, the intuitive life is every day. It's a choice to trust my intuition or to trust logic. A lot of times there's a lot of happy moments when they're in alignment, but there's also, I mean, a lot of times when I'm meeting with someone, what I'm seeing for them is something that I'm like, you know, do I really want to say that? And then I, you know, I just have learned I've got to jump. I've got to jump in with whatever it is. Yeah. And sometimes the person that I'm with is like, I don't think so.
Right.
Oftentimes they come back to me and say, you know, that thing that you told me? And I was like, no, not so much. It actually happened. Okay. So I've learned over time, I've got to just leap. I have to leap. It's scary. It doesn't stop being scary.
Right. Ugh, it is. It is very scary. It's like I've been thinking about going skydiving for a while and jumping out of a plane, and I can't bring myself to do it yet, but it's like taking that leap and just, you know, jumping out of the plane and just letting yourself go in the arms of just love and clarity.
Oh, I could see you really loving that, Courtney.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Jumping out of the plane. The mother in me is going, oh, my God, no. That's a horrible idea.
I know. I'll do it one day. I'm working up to it, but it's just like, you know, it's just that metaphor that I love of just kind of taking that leap and just on the other side of that, there's that freedom and there's that flow.
And the parachute's going to expand.
Yes, and trust.
And,
yeah.
And float you down to the earth to a soft landing.
Exactly. Janet, I am so incredibly grateful for everything that you've shared with us today. And it's just such a great reminder for us to remember to consciously heal and to take those steps within ourselves, not to be, you know, external and living our lives externally, but to be more inward and to really trust ourselves and our creative abilities and eliminating some of that junk inside of us to be able to be more in tune with those creative abilities and create a more fulfilling life for ourselves. It's such an amazing reminder. And if somebody listening to this today wanted to do a session with you, they can do that by contacting you. Do you have like an email or anything that you would want to give out?
Yeah, my website is currently in transition, so it's not up, but they are welcome. Anyone is welcome to email me. My name is Janet Tuck, T-U-C-K. So my email address is capital J, capital T, U-C-K, 4400@gmail.com. And I would love to hear from anyone who wants to explore these things more.
You do sessions online or over the phone, or if they're in Nashville, they can come see you in person.
Yeah, I'm not currently seeing anyone in person, but I am doing Zoom sessions or FaceTime or the telephone, whatever, you know, works for people. So
until this pandemic can kind of calm down.
Yes. I don't want to endanger anyone. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And I love you very much. And I respect you. And I just think the world of you and all that you offer. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much to you, Courtney. And the love is mutual. And this was great fun today. I love talking about all of these things. And I hope that anyone who's been listening today receives some encouragement to trust your gut.
Yes. And create wonderful things.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of the Love Freak Podcast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe. You can also follow me on Instagram at @thelovefreak_. Don't forget, that's F-R-E-Q. Or to find out more information, you can go to www.thelovefreak.me. Look for a new episode every Tuesday.